Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. Illinois election workers are digging out from under a record number of last-minute voter registrations. All-time highs have been set in St. Clair County near St. Louis and in Cook and Lake counties near Chicago. Officials say the city of Chicago's voting district is close to setting a new record of more than 4.5 million voters, and the numbers are sure to climb up higher. Officials are still processing registrations, and people still have 2 weeks to sign up to vote. For nearly a dozen historic sites around the state, having to shut down is still a looming possibility. Governor Rod Blagojevich says budget problems mean the sites will have to close at the end of next month. Despite the General Assembly approving funds to help keep them open, the future of the historic sites, as well as the jobs of state employees who have work at them, are still in jeopardy. At an event launching an essay contest that's part of Illinois' celebration of Abraham Lincoln's 200th birthday, Republican Congressman Ray LaHood lashed out at Blagojevich for targeting historic sites. LaHood, who's from Peoria, is a co-chair of the Bicentennial Commission. According to Blagojevich's plans, the Lincoln Log Cabin in Charleston, for instance, will be closed. Other Lincoln-related sites, such as the old state capitol in Springfield, where Lincoln gave his famous House Divided speech, had hours reduced. Area runners are gearing up for tomorrow's Chicago Marathon. High heat and water shortages ruined last year's race for some participants. Organizers shut down the marathon early. But Betsy Armstrong says that experience isn't stopping some runners from trying again. Armstrong directs the Chicago Area Runners Association. Armstrong says she's confident marathon organizers will step up safety efforts. Around 45,000 runners will pound Chicago's pavement tomorrow morning. Organizers say registration for this year's race filled up in record time. And this is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. And a quick look at the weather. Mostly sunny today and a high of 82 degrees. Southeast winds up to 10 miles an hour and low 57 tonight with mostly clear skies. Again, this is AM 580.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This weekend, the world financial crisis continues. President Bush met this morning with finance ministers from the group of seven leading industrialized nations to demonstrate, as he put it, we're in this together and we'll come through this together.
The leaders gathered in Washington this weekend are all working toward the same goals. We will stand together in addressing this threat to our prosperity. We will do what it takes to resolve this crisis. And the world's economy will emerge stronger as a result.
That was also the message the group offered last night when officials came up with a five-point plan to try to stabilize markets and restore the flow of credit. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As they posed for what they call their family portrait, the finance ministers of the leading industrialized nations tried to show the world they are working in a coordinated way to tackle a global financial crisis that has proved to be far more serious than anyone anticipated. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson came out describing the communique they issued as something more than the usual, a real plan he hopes will restore investor confidence.
We've got an action plan. Let's work on these action plans together. Let's do it in a robust way, and let's communicate regularly so we do it in a way which just supports the common good.
In the statement, the U.S., Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan vow to take decisive action and use all tools to support what they call systemically important financial institutions. Paulson announced that the Treasury Department is moving forward with a plan to buy an ownership stake in troubled American banks, though he didn't offer specifics on that. He only promised to move quickly.
We're going to do it as soon as we can do it and do it properly and do it effectively and right.
He said this is a period like none of us has ever seen before. While the G7 countries agreed on the broad outlines of next steps, Paulson explained that countries are going to have different needs and will approach the problems differently. That was a thought echoed yesterday from other foreign ministers, including Alistair Darling of Britain.
What each country does may differ. The important thing is that through whatever means it's got available to it, each government supports the system. Because unless we've got a banking system that is robust and a banking system where confidence is being restored, then the problems we see today.